Hello and welcome to the hearing. I'm John.
And from Chicago's North Side, I am Scotto.
And without any further ado, on to this week's album, which is from 1998, System of a Down by System of a Down. System of a Down is an Armenian-American heavy metal band formed in Glendale, California in 1994 and best known for their oblique lyrics and difficult-to-classify music, which has been described as alternative metal, new metal, heavy metal, hard rock, progressive metal, thrash metal, art rock, and avant-garde metal.
I've been working out who best to compare everything to, and I came up with it today at the last minute. This answers the question: what would happen if Pantera got Brian Ferry as their lead singer?
Okay, interesting.
I think that's the best way to go if you think those two things.
I mean, I get Pantera. I referenced them in my review at one point, but I don't know who I would pull out for all the weird shit. Well, I will say, this, in terms of insanity, this does not hold a candle to last week. I mean, Maximum were very influenced by System, no doubt.
Oh, but, yes, very much.
But in terms of insanity, that's what they bring. You know, System doesn't go that insane. Anyway, System of Down, the album, is the band's debut studio album. It was released on June 30th, 1998, by American Recordings and Columbia Records, produced by Rick Rubin and System of a Down, which surprised me. I don't normally like Rick Rubin stuff. And features Serge Tankian on vocals, keyboards, and samples, Darren Malakian on guitar and vocals, Shavo Odagian on bass, and John Dolmayan on drums. Reminder, I don't edit any songs into our reviews for copyright reasons, but down in the description, if you're listening to this on YouTube or on our blog at johnandscotto.com, you'll find links to System of a Down on Spotify and YouTube, so you can follow along if you'd like. On to track one, Sweet Pea, SUITE-PEE. Love the opening riff. Reminds me a bit of Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yes.
I want to just say right off, I don't have a pick for weakest on this album because it's just remarkably consistent.
I was having a lot of trouble doing that too. I mean, there were two I could maybe make a case for weakest, but there's still like something interesting about them, and it's tough. And everything is so short. Everything is about under 3 minutes, except for one track.
But it goes from that kind of Flight of the Bumblebee thing to some nice loud metal. And I love how Serge uses his voice throughout the album. He's kind of doing that Jello Fred Schneider speaking, singing thing.
Yes. They're very heavily influenced by the Dead Kennedys, obviously.
Yeah. Love the death metal vocals in the slow section. Is that Serge?
What, the growls? I think it's Darren.
Okay. Or I think I remember hearing, and it's not listed on the album, I think Ashavo, I remember hearing, did the death metal shit, but I may be wrong.
Oh, you're right. I think, because both of them kind of do, like, some backing,
Yeah, because Darren has this kind of...
Could too.
Darren has this kind of soft, pretty voice. I think, the death grunts are Ashavo. And then it just switches right back to that fast riff at the beginning, just at the right time. The slow section was getting a little tiring, and then it got to the beginning riff again. Enjoyed that.
The breakdown is kind of surprising because it's not like, it's so slow, low and slow,
Yeah.
And then he goes back into his screeching.
Right.
But it's hard to explain just what Serge does. Mm-hmm. Just the whole everyone needs a mother. Fuck her!
Yeah, what he can do with his voice is kind of amazing. Incidentally, I saw when I was basically looking through YouTube trying to figure out how to pronounce the other three's names, because Serge's name I've heard plenty of times. And I saw a little mention of an interview with Darren from 2018 saying that he wasn't sure if Serge was... He didn't think Serge was going to come back to the band. He has, obviously, since. Because Serge was never a fan of metal. Serge isn't really into the heavy
solo
stuff.
Album.
Yeah.
His solo album is just very not metal, which is why he hasn't had a big solo career. Yeah, like if he'd appealed to the System fans and done metal albums, he probably would have had a great career.
But he has said that he doesn't want to make any more metal. He's come back for like benefits and such. They haven't recorded yet. as far as
They've
I know.
been battering an album around for probably 10 years now, I think. I just they just can't agree on anything.
This was in 2018, was that interview where Darren said Serj doesn't want to come back because he's not a metal guy.
He's releasing a solo album, apparently, like really like within probably by the time this is out.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I had no idea he had something else coming,
if you're in a
so
metal
he's
band,
looking forward to that.
if you're in a metal band and you're not a metal guy, you're going to want to do a solo thing to get your music out there, to kind of say what you want to say. On to track two, No. I gotta admit, the opening drums on this one remind me a bit of Guns N' Roses. I
I was
believe the
thinking of
name is
Guns
you.
N' Roses.
I believe the song is Why Can't You Be Mine? As this opening drum riff that is very similar.
Oh, right. You Can't Be Mine. I remember that. Of course, that was a big single, yeah.
Love the screamed vocals in the beginning and the chorus. Great groove in the verse. Nice. The verse riff has this nice Middle East, oh, not Middle Eastern, Eastern European feel. Obviously, nodding to their heritage, they go back to that a lot, which is really nice.
Yes, they do.
And there's this really nice echo on the vocal in the slow section.
Right, it's I mean in the middle of this loud ass riff, because I mean I can't tell if he's doing trying to do Pantera or Page on on his riff, kind of a combination of the two, I think.
On to track
But the
three.
breakdown here is more frantic. I mean, it's pretty odd for a breakdown, but it's only a breakdown because there's fewer instruments, and then you just get the riff to come back and kind of punch you in the jaw. And the
On to
next one's
track.
kind of the big single.
On to track three, Sugar. Love the opening riff. This is where they reminded me of Pantera, the beginning of this one. And then it suddenly goes kind of loungy. It's
I
the only way I can
think
describe it.
that riff during the chorus is definitely like, I mean, it's Pantera or it's Page.
That opening riff is
Oh,
very Pantera, the heavy part.
or Page Hamilton, you know.
Oh, Page, you're talking about Page Hamilton. I was
You know, I
thinking.
saw my notes and I thought Jimmy Page, and I'm like, no, wait a minute, I'm trying to tell myself about Page Hamilton.
You mentioned Page. I'm, of course, as a guitar player, as a Gen X guitar player, I think of Jimmy Page, but Page Hamilton makes more sense.
I'm sorry, guys. 5 hours sleep, if
But then
that.
it goes to that weird double time loungy section. It's the only, again, the only way I can describe it. Love the guitar tone in that part.
It's definitely like a Tom Morello kind of minimalism where he's playing the DJ, you know? And yeah, it's crazy.
And then they go back to the
I
heavy
play
part.
Russian roulette every day, a man's sport.
They go back to the heavy part, come back to the lounge section, and in the second first part of the lounge section, in the second time they come back to it, Serj has this great kind of screamed rant.
Yes. It feels like almost most of it is just a rant. I've always wanted to do a mashup of this and Metric's Raw Sugar, which came out at the same time, which
Interesting.
is kind of a jazzy, you know, pop song.
And then it gets into this blasty part where Serj again starts ranting and reminds me a lot of Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah, that's a good call. The no lights, no music. just his delivery is so goddamn good.
I mean, that's the thing. There is no system without Serj.
Right.
I mean, all due
And I think
respect to
they
the other three, they're
suffered.
good players, but you're here for
They
Serj.
suffered later on because Darren took over most of the lead vocals, and it was just kind of like, you know, you're not bad, but you're just not Serge.
And it's like, and they're big Kennedys fans. Imagine the Dead Kennedys without Jawa.
Oh God, I mean, they've been going around without him, and it's
Oh wow,
dreadful.
yeah. I mean,
Embarrassing.
as a non-singer, I hate to, as a musician who's not a singer, I hate to be that. I hate to say that the singer is the band, but this is definitely a case of that.
Well, the music that, I mean, it's good, it's varied. I mean, they're using a lot of different tools from the toolbox instead of just a single color. Although it would probably wear on if you didn't have as good a singer over it.
Right. Oh, yeah. And next track is where I started to notice the formula.
Yeah.
On to track four, Suggestions. Although the opening caught me off guard, I did not expect an acoustic.
They go from loud to quiet very, I mean.
I'm a singles person with the System for the most part. I bought Toxicity, but it's been
Yeah.
ages since I've listened to it. Mostly a singles person. And so I've never heard them use an acoustic before, especially not out in the front. And so
Oh, not
here.
like aerials?
Okay, it's been a little too long. I think, and the opening riff for Chop Suey, I think, has an acoustic on it. But
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right.
this is just acoustic, which
Yeah.
surprised the hell out of me. It's just there for the intro and this short bit in the middle, but. And I wanted a softer song at this point too. Although I say I'm sure it won't last, and then there's this real nice timing change where it gets heavy. I saw the formula much faster than I did last week, though. It was like track six or seven when I noticed the formula with
Yeah.
Maximum. They're getting a little repetitive for me at this point. But I did like the high vocal toward the end.
I was gonna say they're not even human, the runs he goes on for this.
Okay.
It's just not even human. This one, I think there's like a Bowie influence too, especially with his vocals. I just keep thinking of stuff from Man Who Sold the World. He sang a lot like this. But I brought up Bryan Ferry, of course, because like if you didn't know Serj, you would think he's some British, European guy. And it's kind of the same thing that Bryan Ferry did too, like this Eurotrash kind of character that he would sing in. And I listened to the album. Oh man, I can't try to remember which Roxy Music album I put in, but it's the one with Mother of Pearl on it. And the first track, I think it was like, oh, Street Life, I think it was. And someone's gonna be like, yeah, it wasn't that, it was this. It's like a mellow System of a Down song, like the first track on the
Okay.
album, Street Life. I had it right.
Okay. Interesting. On to track five, Spiders. I think they did this was a single. I think I remember
Yes, it
there
was.
being a video, though I didn't watch it. Love the
Right.
slow
Can't imagine why.
love the soft, slow bass riff in the verse. It's much quieter than the previous songs, which I enjoyed. I love the
Yeah.
dynamics. And then it starts building. This, I think, is my favorite vocal on the album.
It is, yeah, this is just amazing. I mean, the band must have been pissed that most of the song gets eclipsed by Serj's vocals, but
That's the nature of the beast when you have Serj on vocals.
right. I think from the story that I understand, he was just kind of like a keyboard player that, oh, you can sing too, kind of thing. It was like, okay, now he's the band.
Great
I
harmonies
wonder
on.
if he could still hit this 23 years later.
That's a good question. I would doubt it. But he's moved on. He's doing other things now that fit his voice. If he's, I would assume.
I mean, they're still getting together to sing, to do concerts, though, so that they've
So,
got to sing this song. I mean, it's
yeah.
one of their big
Well, especially
singles.
if it's a single. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe he's rearranged it, but great harmonies on the second verse. And there's a
Yeah.
guitar solo, which happens like three times on the album, but I think this is the first time I've heard a guitar solo on a System song.
Yeah, it does not happen very often.
It's a bit riffy. I mean, it's a lot of repetition, but it counts as a solo.
Like the last single they ever did, well, until these latest ones that came out, the one loneliest day, Lonely Day. There's kind of a solo at the end of that one.
And then I love how the guitar joins the bass riff at the end. It just adds a little bit to it. That was nice. On to track six, The Devil or D Devil. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. It's just DDEVIL. Great kind of jazzy opening. Love the riff and the groove. Love this off-balance vocal flow. Like,
Yeah.
it's just a little off from the music. I love that. Love the call and response between this clean kind of countryish guitar riff and this high vocal.
this gonzo folk metal.
Yeah, basically.
And of course, just I mean, probably the best drumming on the album, I'd say. And yeah, something about the production, just it's just so nice and clean. And I mean, I've listened to a lot of Rick Rubin stuff, so I mean, he does deliver the goods
Well, he knows how to
here.
produce. He knows how to make a good record.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. I'm just not typically a fan of the artists he chooses.
Yeah, this
These
well,
guys and Chili
I don't
Peppers
know.
aside. Oh,
Beastie
and
Boys,
Beasties, yeah.
Black Crowes,
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else he started.
And he's kind of, and some people our age will get this. He's kind of the alternative version of Bob Rock. Bob
He's
Rock
not
is
that bad.
a metal producer who, may I say metal, hard rock, rock.
Right.
He's the guy you go to when you want a hit.
Yeah.
I can't.
There's also Johnny Cash's recordings, you know? I mean.
I mean, love Cash, but not the Rubin stuff. He's Rubin is a hit maker, and I always have a bias against those kind of producers. He's very good at what he does, but it's just not my thing.
I'm trying to think, like, hits. You know?
He okay, Chili Peppers, Give It Away was their breakthrough.
True.
We knew
Yeah,
stuff
aside from
before
the
then,
Chili
but
Peppers,
yeah.
I would not blame Rick Rubin for the Chili Peppers selling out, though.
Well, no. There's other issues there.
I mean, that was all them.
Yeah. Fred Fear at the Party was the breakthrough for Beastie Boys. And they got way more interesting when they stopped working with Rubin.
You know, that's true. I didn't even think of that.
They got real interesting after they parted ways with Rubin. Anyway, on to track seven, Soil. Love the syncopation in the verse. I think the vocal and the band are in two different time signatures. It's brilliant.
I almost thought he was doing a little edge at the beginning of this, like a rattle and
Yeah,
hum kind of at
I can hear
the
it.
very beginning.
Love the guitar riff that comes in after that, like blasty part on the "Don't You Realize" part.
Yeah, I've always liked this one a lot.
Yeah.
It's great, straight up metal with a lot of clean stops and kicks.
Yeah, and I love how the riff after that really nicely evolves into the solo, and then there's again another great Eastern European groove toward the end.
He goes through like three or four different guitar styles in this one song alone, actually. I mean, he goes to Dimebag kind of edge, and of course you got your Armenian folk metal.
I have this on a later song, but Darren reminds me a bit of Townsend in the sense that he's a great rhythm player, he writes amazing riffs. Solo's kind of eh.
Just a frustrated singer.
He's a
'Cause you know
great.
Townsend was always like trying to work his vocals
Yeah,
in, and
right.
everyone's like, "That's nice, Pete."
Yeah, and same thing with Darren.
Like you got Roger Daltrey here, who's like one of the
Sure.
greatest of all time.
Yeah. But Darren and Townsend has that thing where he writes great songs, he writes great riffs, can't solo to save his life. Darren writes great riffs, great music. I mean, his solos are better than Townsend's, but they're still not great.
Wow. I like the
But
vocals on this, of course. You peace, my friend. Just like, what
And just to tie that rant up, I will say, in my opinion, writing great riffs and being a great rhythm player is way more important than soloing. So,
you might got a point there.
and
This,
just as
yeah.
difficult. So,
The solo is only one part of the
yeah.
song, and sometimes it's kind of like as you're listening to a solo and you're kind of like, why is this even fucking here, but a riff is essential,
And as a 35-year guitar player, although I don't play much anymore, lead guitarists get a lot of buzz because they're the people who really show off and are up front and everybody notices them. Rhythm guitar is just as difficult, if not more difficult. You're
Yeah.
playing riffs and chords, that's just as challenging. A completely different set of skills, but just as challenging to
Yeah.
nail that down. Anyway, on to track eight, War? With a question mark at the end. Not an Edwin Starr cover, by the way.
Oh,
Have to pull
good
that.
God, y'all.
I have to reference, make that joke every time I can. Love the opening riff. Love the contrast in Surge's voice in the verse. He kind of does, the two different ends of the spectrum thing.
Right, it's probably one of the best anti-war songs done in a long time. Pre-9/11, it all seems so figurative too. And then 3 years later, you're like, oof, this is all too real.
And just as I was once again getting a little bored of the formula, they pull out that keyboard and choir section toward the end.
Oh yes.
Like, I
I
did not
wish it
see
was a
that coming.
Mellotron sounding, but I could we'll take what we can get.
And
But yeah, everyone is a heathen, everyone's righteous.
the issue
They can
I've
kill.
always, the criticism I've always had with System for years is the repetition, particularly on Serge's part. You know, he kind of writes like three different sets of lyrics and just, you know, basically three short poems and just repeats them
Yes.
throughout a song.
And
It
sometimes
normally,
they're like 10 syllable.
yeah, right. I didn't notice this time.
No, this is a very sim a much simpler album, and it's very comparable to what we did last week, actually.
That's why I wanted to get these guys in after. But yeah, his repetitious, yeah, that's the word, lyrics didn't bug me this time, which was nice. On to track nine, Mind. I almost said Mime for some reason. This is my favorite. Love the opening bass riff. This is a minor thing, but I love the sound of the pick on the string. It was just really present. The pick scratching the string. Love that.
Darren will do that,
Well,
yeah.
no, it's the
Like
bass.
he Oh.
It's a bass riff, and you can hear the pick. And it's not a big pick scratch like up the neck, like a lot of people do. Just as he's playing, you can hear the sound of the pick scraping on the strings, and it's really present. It's an EQ thing, but it was just a really nice touch.
Huh.
Great groove once
Because
the
I've heard
guitar.
Darren do that before. I don't think he does it on this one.
But this was Shava, the bass player, but yeah.
Yeah.
Great groove once the guitars and drums come in. Love how soft this one is, this nice sparse guitar part. And it
Oh yeah.
starts. And it starts with this nice soft part that fully fades out before it gets
Right.
heavy. I enjoyed that.
You think it's a separate song almost, where that just like, oh, I guess that was only like a 30-second thing, and then it comes back, of course, full fist.
Yeah, and just gets super loud with a nice slow plodding metal verse,
Yeah.
and these demented bends on the guitar during the verse. Love those. And then it gets real metally again for what I'm calling the chorus. Verse and chorus are kind of a pointless thing with these guys. Love the contrast in this one. And
Some
then
songs, there's a definitive, verse and a definitive chorus, but this one, not for this one.
No,
This
no,
one,
no.
this one fades in and out, kind
Yeah.
of. It's very strange how this one goes. Almost, they probably get the most proggish
Yeah.
of all on this one. I think the last track, that one section was with the keyboards, but this one, the whole thing, it's also like a 6 minute thing too, just to do that in itself.
And I like how that bendy guitar part eventually turns into a siren. Just briefly does this like siren thing. It nicely evolves from that riff. And the timing just kind of falls down for a few seconds toward the end. It's not the end of the song. It's just this little bit toward the end before they go back, just before they go back to this or into this sort of slow free time thing where the timing just falls apart for a second and comes back. Just a real nice touch of, yeah, we can do that.
And just the very low, free thinkers are dangerous.
And then again
Oh,
that
I think one of my favorite vocals, we forgot to mention, it was back in D Devil,
okay.
where he does this, like, in the middle of the vocal, he just starts kind of snickering. Like he's doing this ridiculous squawking high-pitched thing, and then you hear him kind of like like laughing a little bit, and then he gets right back into the vocals.
Guarantee that was just his earnest reaction, and they left it in because
Yeah.
it worked.
Yeah.
On to track 10, People. Love the kind of chaotic sound effects in the beginning. Now, my one criticism of the album. The opening riff reminds me a bit of Marilyn Manson.
I was thinking of Wish You Were Here a little bit for the opening intro with the sounds
Well,
and the things
not the sound
changed
effects,
and
but when it gets heavy when the guitar comes in. that little heavy section before the verse reminds me a bit of Manson. I'm not a fan, so that's a ding for me.
I'm trying to think. What year is Manson?
Before
Oh,
this, because
he was probably the year before this,
I
I
was
think
going to
so.
Rocky when Manson was big, and that was like 95, 96, Rocky Horror. So,
Yeah.
he was a little bit before this. Love this kind of circus feel of the verse.
I was going to say the verse, you get the most Armenian of all, almost a polka.
Okay, that's a it kind of I interpret it as a circus feel, but yeah, polka is probably closer. And then a great groove on what I'm calling the pre-chorus, the next section. And just
Almost sounds like there's a tuba in there too. I don't know what they're playing.
amazing vocal deliveries throughout the song. There was
Yeah.
a note on Wikipedia about them using unusual instruments, but there wasn't anything credited on this album, so.
Right. I mean, that does sound like a tuba. That dump, 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 dump.
And I love everything going on in the background during the first part of the solo. This is where I have my note about Darren reminding me of Townsend.
So you'd probably pick this for your weakest, wouldn't you?
Well, no, it's not as bad as the. I picked the other one because it's the one where I kind of was like, I'm tired of the formula at this point. They got me past that. It's just the Manson thing and that kind of an iffy solo, but all of his solos are so. But like last week, I picked the one where I noticed the formula as the weakest because I'm not with particularly with these bands, just because I can't think of anyone like System except for Maximum. It's kind of its own genre,
Yeah.
and the
Yeah,
bands
they're
like
definitely, Maximum is definitely taking, picking up where they left off, sort
and
of, or
taking it
really
in,
coming back to this.
and adding their own flavor to it and adding
Yeah.
to it. But with these bands, and I'm sure there will be other bands in the future who take on this genre, but you don't want to see the formula. The last thing you want to do is see the formula.
You're bound to pick it up sooner or later if you've listened to it enough
Yeah, I
times.
guess. But that's why I picked the other one for the week, is because that's where I saw the formula. On to track 11, Q-Bert, love the 80s reference, with all caps
Yes.
except for the RT, which are lowercase. Great high opening guitar riff.
The
Great
original
con.
spelled with the Q itself.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot that. But love the opening riff, high opening riff. Great contrast when the heavy part comes in. Another great contrast with vocals. And this is where I have the notes. System would be nothing without Surge.
This is probably the most punk they get on the album. I mean, it's under 2 minutes. It's just like this blast away kind of thing, and just wow.
And he
Okay.
actually references the game.
Yes.
Because Surge is, like, the rest of the band is about our age, I think. Surge is a little bit older, if I recall correctly. But yeah, he actually referenced
Yeah.
Q-Bert. I love that. On to track 12, Darts. This one goes very punk. Great punk groove in the beginning. Love the vocal in the first verse, and then this loud metal chorus. The great riff behind verse 2. Love the clock sound effect. That was a nice touch because he references a clock in the lyrics. And then this little squeaky guitar part just before the last chorus.
And yeah, just this about spirituality and I mean, Serge comes back to this a lot, like how can it exist in modern life? Can it ex coexist if they can coexist? But the liner notes had, "Why do old societies hold the pantheon of 12 gods to be true while modern societies generally have one?"
I have a feeling Serge is one of those non-overlapping mode magisteria kind of people where like religion is one side and science is on the other side, and they kind of try to look at them separately.
I don't know, because I remember there's one song about like science has failed our world kind of
Oh,
thing.
okay. Never struck me as that type. But I mean, lots of people who aren't anti-science have criticized science. It's kind of an important thing to do if you are pro-science, to
That's
kind of
true.
criticize where it goes wrong. Anyway, on to track 13, Pluck or P.L.U.C.K. Politically lying, unholy, cowardly killers.
And I'm going with this one for my pick for strongest.
Okay.
I almost did Sugar, but I was like, this kind of is the calling card for the entire, band. And of course, it's about Turkey and Armenia.
Love how the opening builds and builds up, and then you get it, how it gets heavy when the vocal comes in. This is the one you were directly comparing to a song last week.
Yes,
What's Up
they
People was
definitely.
the Maximum song, and I definitely heard that.
Yeah, like he's practically doing a Surge impression, I
Yeah.
thought, during it.
And
And the
just.
thing that surprised me, how blown away I was last week by them doing ska, not realizing System was kind of doing a little ska here.
He's been in there a little bit a few times. But I listened to What's Up People right after Pluck, and yeah, it's not the vocal delivery. I mean, they do reference Surge a lot, but that those contrasts they add to it with Now. But
Yeah.
musically it's very similar. Because I always really liked What's Up People, but this is kind of disappointing to see that they really kind of ripped off System like directly with this one.
I thought about it. I know it's very derivative, I feel, but I'm fine with that. I think somebody needed to do this. Somebody needed to pick up where they left off because it's 07, and I mean, 14 years, and we still haven't had a System album anyway.
Well, I mean, picking up where they left off is great, and adding your own thing. I love what Maximum does. Very influence, you could argue, derivative. But I'm talking about this song specifically being directly ripped off almost for What's Up, People.
Yeah, that I think I put that as my weakest pick on the
That's why you
album
pick it, and I
because
totally
for
get
that
that now.
reason.
But love back to Pluck. I love the smooth but very sudden timing changes. Because they go through some insane timing changes, but it's perfectly
Yes.
smooth.
Right. That's why it didn't jump out at me that they had done the ska, and metal, because they blend it. They make it so it sounds like it was very unexpected for to hear it in Maximum because you're expecting the straight up metal thing. Whereas here, they work it into the song. You're just like, okay, because it's during the verse pretty much. They don't have the horns or anything like that to go to jump it out. But that is a ska beat that
True,
verse.
true. Also love the harmonies in the slow section. There aren't a
Oh
lot of
yeah.
vocal harmonies on the album, so when they come in, it really kind of sticks out a bit.
It's kind of a shame because I feel the two voices really do go so well
Yeah,
together.
absolutely.
I mean, it's the highlight of the double album, the Hypnotize, Mesmerize albums, is when they do have Surge in there. A lot of the times it is a harmony and it really works with them. They kind of go the whole Bad Religion route in that album.
Okay, interesting. So, I mean, obvious question, would you recommend it?
Yeah,
Of course.
definitely.
I absolutely recommend it, but again, in small doses. I wasn't as worn out after this as I was after Buica Caius, but I was still a bit fatigued.
I think they've there's more peaks and valleys here, so I think it is kind of something that you can digest easier in an album.
And just sonically, there wasn't as much packed into the high frequencies as Maximum was, so that was just a little easier on my ears. All right, that's it for System of a Down. Until next time, it'll be revealing Fear of a Black Planet by Public Enemy. Last
Now, are
time
we
I.
doing that next week, or are we skipping next
Next
week?
week, we're doing Fear of a Black Planet. The following week, we're skipping the hearing for an episode of the TV show.
All right.
So, Fear of a Black Planet next week. Interesting story for the last time I heard this album because I was in a tattoo shop. Until then, of course, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.
There you are.